Welcome to Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, a hybrid call-in talk show where you, the viewer or listener of the Gear Vlogs YouTube channel, can tune in and listen to the latest in automotive news and happenings within the automotive space. I'm Mario Gear. Want to be a part of the show? It's easy. Just call our show voicemail hotline at 805-419-5129 any time of the day of the week before the following Thursday and leave a message. Or now just join us live via the Clubhouse app and come on stage and be a part of the show. This takes place every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. If you're not already doing so, consider hitting that subscribe button, hitting that thumbs up, share this out, and tell your family and friends. So sit back, crack open the cold one, and enjoy the show. Introducing the new Vantage V12, a spectacular final for an iconic bloodline. New V12 Vantage celebrates proud history of V12 engined sports cars, driving dynamic honed to deliver utmost performance and unmatched enjoyment. Limited to 333 units globally and a closed order book due to unprecedented demand. The final time a 5.2-liter twin-turbo V12 will be fitted to a Vantage. Outputs of 700 PS, or about equivalent to, do my numbers here, 690 mechanical horsepower, and 753 newton meters, or 555 foot-pounds of torque, with a top speed of 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds, aerodynamic packages generating 204 kilograms of downforce at Vmax, dramatic wide-body design accommodating 40-millimeter increase in track width, delivery scheduled to begin in Q2 of 2022, or beginning of April. So let's go on to the show. And there we go. March 16th, Gaydon, UK. For 15 years, the V12 Vantage has boldly represented Aston Martin's passion for performance, fast and furious in equal measures. Successive iterations of these great cars have formed an iconic bloodline. One built around the premise of fitting the most compact and driver-focused model with the largest and most potent series production engine. With this unique lineage nearing its end, Aston Martin is proud to introduce the fastest, fiercest, and most dynamic, accomplished of them all, the new V12 Vantage. Reproductions of the V12 Vantage strictly limited to 333 examples globally, this final edition celebrates the end of an iconic era in fitting style, the ultimate expression of extreme performance and driver-focused thrills. This remarkable machine mixes blistering straight-line speed and scathing handling with spectacular looks and inevitable exclusivity, an extremely enticing proposition. So enticing that since the V12 Vantage was confirmed in December last year, Aston Martin have been unprecedented demand for this future icon, with all examples sold ahead of release and an oversubscribed register of interest eager to waiting in the wings. Translation, they got a hot seller here. Too bad they couldn't produce, demand. I understand the exclusivity, but, who knows? Let's keep on reading. Aston Martin Chief Executive Officer Tobias Moore said the V12 Vantage, every great sports car brand has a hero car. For Aston Martin, in more recent years, that car has been the V12 Vantage. Right from the moment the first V12 Vantage RS Coupe, our concept, was shown back in 2007, our customers and fans around the world fell in love with the idea of fitting our biggest engine into our smallest and most sporting model. The recipe has been refined over the years with great success, but the essence has remained the same. Now in time to bring this bloodline to a close, fittingly with the most spectacular Vantage yet, the fastest and most powerful and most dynamically capable V12 Vantage ever, a celebration of its forebears and an embodiment of Aston Martin's intensifying focus on driving dynamics. It ensures the V12 Vantage goes out on the highest of highs. The engine is at the heart of every Aston Martin, but none more so than in this, the fastest and most powerful Vantage ever built, developing 700 PS at 6,500 RPMs and 753 nanometers of torque from just 1,800 RPMs to 6,000 RPMs. The quad cam 60-degree 5.2 liter V12 offers an intoxicating combination of magnificent low and mid-range muscularity with shearing top-end power. With a top speed of 200 miles an hour, the V12 Vantage reaches 0 to 60 in just 3.4 seconds. Thanks to the propulsion efforts of this magnificent power plant and extensive use of weight-saving materials throughout the car, the V12 Vantage has a power-to-weight ratio of 390 PS per ton, an increase of more than 20% compared to the V8 powered Vantage. Translation, this thing's a beast. These weight-saving measures include carbon fiber front bumpers, clamshell bonnet, meaning hood, for us Yanks, front fenders, side sills, composite rear bumper, and deck lid. Lightweight battery and a special center-mounted twin exhaust system tuned to ensure the V12 Vantage has a voice to match its looks and performance. This new exhaust system is made from lightweight 1mm stainless steel, saving some 7.2 kilograms compared with the system fitted to the Vantage. Now, holding up right here, it's like, okay, great weight savings. They went with, you know, stainless steel, 1mm, but titanium, you know, since it's such a low production number, you know, I wonder what the reason why the bean counters wouldn't let them go on with titanium. But let's move on. The power is fed through a ZF 8-speed automatic transmission and the mechanical limited slip differential, LSD, mounted at the rear of the car. The V12 Vantage receives a unique transmission calibration to ensure shift speeds and drive interactions with learnings taken from the V12 Speedster and Vantage F1 Edition models. This specifically calibrated software delivers a lever of shift refinements and usability which is beyond that seen on dual clutch gearboxes. The transmission's adaptive software is designed to engage the conditions the car is operating in, along with the demand the driver is making, to ensure that the car is exactly in the right gear at the right time, providing a truly connected driving experience. Like it to celebrating forebears, the new V12 is focused on delivering a dynamic driving experience that complements its unremarkable engine performance and character while ensuring the driver truly remains at the center of the driving experience. To achieve this, the car is equipped with a new adaptive dampening suspension system, including new anti-roll bars, bushes, and springs, and dampening assemblies. Suspension spring rates have been increased by 50% at the front and 40% at the rear, combined with top mount stiffness increasing by 13%, and new anti-roll bars are 5% stiffer at the front and 41% softer at the rear. The main comfort for the driver, a secondary tender spring has been introduced to the rear. The tender spring provides a lower spring rate than the mainspring, providing enhanced ride comfort without affecting dynamic performance. Body stiffness is increased with additional front and rear gear panels, a rear suspension tower strut brace, and fuel tank bracing increases body stiffness by 8%, lateral stiffness by 6.7%, giving the optimum platform stiffness for driving dynamics. These changes are also supported in the new steering calibration, improving steering feel, and delivering a sharper response in a turn and enhanced driving experience. For stopping power, that's more than a match for its performance. The V12 Vantage features a carbon ceramic braking system as standard at the front, 410 millimeters by 38 millimeters with 6 piston calibers. For us Yanks, that's about basically 16 inches diameter discs up the front with 1.5 inch thickness rotors with the 6 piston calibers, and the rears are 360 millimeters by 32 with 4 piston millimeters, and it converts into about 14 inches in the rear with 1.25 inch thickness rotors. So they're doing their job and not skipping out on braking. And so I'll have more, you know, we can have on there. Let's see. Michelin Pilot Sport 4S high performance tires, 275, 35, 21s in the front, and 315, 30, 21s in the rear are standard fitments on all the rims. So there we go on that. Links to this article will be posted in the show notes, so if you want to check out more, and there we go. Vienna, Austria. Dios Automobiles, established in Vienna, Austria in 2020, aims to stand out in an increasing competitive hypercar sector by offering its fresh and objective vision and innovative concept in terms of luxury, performance, and exclusivity. The Dios Lightning Bolt aligns with the company's focus on 100% electric propulsion technology that will power the ultra-limited high-performance hypercars Dios Automobiles will create, with the technical support from Italy Design and Williams Advanced Engineering. With 50 years of experience and expertise in developing pre-series and limited and ultra-limited production vehicles at its Turin, Italy headquarters, Italia Design has been offered Dios Automobiles the strategic and technical support necessary to help get its creative vision ready for the road, while playing the role of enabling and integrating emerging and innovative vehicle technologies. Williams Advanced Engineering has provided its groundbreaking innovation and product development capabilities covering advanced battery and electrification technologies. Dios Automobile is part of a group of businesses with more than 30 years of success in industries ranging from publishing to packaging, and is active in today's broader mobility ecosystem, committed to an exploratory approach towards product, business, and collaborative innovation. Look for more information soon about the New York International Auto Show world debut, and follow Dios Automobiles and Italia Design for concept vehicles and debut updates. Links will be below via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn pages, respectively. So stay tuned for that. BMW M Sports teams with 4 strong BMW M4 GT3 contingent at the Sebring 12-hour endurance classic. Munich, Germany, March 16th. The 70th staging of the 12-hour of Sebring's USA this weekend represents the next endurance classic in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championships. the BMW M3 Motorsports team compete with a strong contingent of four new BMW M4 GT3s. BMW M team leader RLL will field two cars in the GTD Pro class, as well as a Tuner Motorsports. Paul Miller Racing will also run a BMW M Motorsports new GT3 flagship in the GTD class. The 24-hour number 24 Motul BMW M4 GT3 of BMW M Team RLL will be driven by Philipp Eng, Austria, Marco Wittmann, Germany, and Nick Yelly, GBR, I believe it's Great Britain, at Sebring, sharing the driving duties in the number 25 Motul BMW M4 GT3 will be John Edwards, USA, Connor DeFilippi, USA, and Augustus Farfus of Brazil. BMW M Team RLL has a successful pass in Sebring. Bobby Ray Hall's USA team took victory in the GTLM class in 2011 and 2012. And in 2018 race, BMW Team RLL claimed the first pole position and the first podium result for the BMW M8 GTE. For Tuner Motorsport driver Bill Aberline, USA, the 12-hour Sebring race brings up a very special milestone. The 500 race with BMW for the record, IMSA winner. The Californian has been a part of the BMW M Sport family since 1996. During this quarter of a century, Aberline has won many races with every BMW race car he has driven. At Sebring, he races alongside Robbie Foley and Michael Dinan, both USA, in the 96 Tuner Motorsport BMW M4 GT3. At the same time, BMW Motorsports will also welcome a new family member to Sebring, Paul Miller Racing. The New Jersey team, which has enjoyed IMSA success for several years, will run the BMW M4 GT3 in the GTD class. Alternating at the wheel of the number one car are Madison Snow, Brian Seller, both USA, and Eric Johansson, Sweden. The 70th staging of the 12-hour of Sebring gets underway at 10:10 local time, 15:10 Central Eastern Time on Saturday, the 19th of March. As early as Thursday, the BMW M Sport team will field the BMW M4 GT4 in a two-hour race in the IMSA Mission Pilot Challenge. Tuner Motorsports completes with two cars driven by Aberline and Dylan McGovern in the number 95 car, Foley and Vincent Berletta in the number 96 BMW M4 GT4. Stefan Cameron Racing will run the number 43 BMW M4 GT4 with Sean Quinlan and Gregory Leifuch, both USA, at the wheel. Quotes ahead of the Sebring 12 hours. Andre Ruse, head of M Motorsports. The 12-hour Sebring is the second highest in the IMSA season and the next test for the new BMW M4 GT3. We have precisely analyzed and now understand the problems we had at Daytona. We expect a significant step forward in terms of reliability and performance. The BMW M4 GT3 has a great potential, and we are working hard to exploit that potential better from race to race. For me personally, it is the first race I'm attending as head of BMW M Sport. I'm really looking forward to working with the engineers, teams, and drivers. I'm particularly pleased that we have three teams on the grid with the BMW M4 GT3 and the BMW M Team RLL, Tuner Motorsports, and Paul Miller Racing. Bobby Rahal, team principal at BMW M Team RLL. Over the years, we have seen good success at Sebring. We have had two GTLM victories, and last year we had a heartbreak of being taken out of the probable victory just before the checkered flag waving. Sebring is such an historic race. There is not that many races older. I'm always excited to go to Sebring because of that history. Nick Yelly, BMW M Team RL number 24 Motul, BMW M4 GT3. I'm very excited to be back in the U.S. with Team BMW M Team RL for the second race of the season. I was fortunate enough to do Sebring in 2020 with Turner Motorsports, so I have done the race before in the GTD class and have a bit of experience. It looks like we have made some good progress with our BMW M4 GT3 with the testing over in Europe, and I'm looking forward to getting the new baby on track and at the sharp end of the field. I'm sharing the car with Marco and Philippe again, two great race drivers, and we will give our very best to get the strong result. Philippe, M Team RRL number 25 Motul driver. I'm very excited to get back in to the Sebring in our new M4 GT3. It will be the first laps for many of us on that track with the new machine, but I know we have all been preparing for this situation. We are in a much better position than at the start of the season, and I'm looking forward to getting back on track. Aberdeen, Tuner Motorsports number 96 GT3 car. When I look back at 500 races with BMW, I'm humbled and proud. When I look to what the next season may bring, I say bring on race number 600. It feels appropriate that my 500 for BMW comes at Sebring, as the 12-hour is a special race for me. In 1985, I was the truck driver and crew for my father's win there. 10 years later, I scored my first win at the 12 hours. So there we have it. Enjoy and stay tuned. First story today from Toyota. Investment to provide facility with new technology and an increased role supporting Tacoma production. Long Beach, California. For 50 years, TABC has led the way for Toyota's manufacturing operations in North America. Today, Toyota Motor North America announced a $27 million investment in the operation to support an increase in its production capacities. Quote, "Toyota's roots in California run deep," said Chris Reynolds, Executive Vice President Corporate Relations, TMNA. Quote, "This investment demonstrates our continued commitment to doing business in the Golden State, investing in our operations across the United States and building where we sell," end quote. The investment will equip TABC with the first coil-fed laser blanking line for TMNA, expand blanking capabilities to include steel and aluminum on the same line, and increase capacity to cut 5.6 million blanks annually. In addition, these additional capacities will enable TABC to better support Tacoma production at TMNA facilities in Baja California and Mexico. "Today's investment reflects our team's pledge to produce high-quality products for Toyota vehicle assemblies in North America," said TABC President Jim Zimmer. "We look forward to continuing our critical role in Toyota's continued growth." In addition to the new technology and expanded capabilities, the investment will also support the transition of 25 TABC variable employees to permanent positions with Toyota. Founded in 1972, TABC is Toyota's oldest plant in North America. It supports the stamping and welding of parts for Toyota past model service plants for multiple North American produced Toyota vehicles. Currently, the facility employs more than 350 people. With this announcement, represents a $485 million investment. Stay tuned for part two of a second story coming up from Toyota. Introducing the 2022 Toyota Ventures Call for Innovation. 22 Call aims to find and fund promising early stage startups from around the world that are developing innovative solutions for smarter, flexible, connected factories. Los Altos, California, Toyota Ventures launched its third global call for innovation to search for early stage companies that can help make factories of the future a reality sooner. In partnership with Toyota Manufacturing Project Innovation Center and Toyota Research Institute, the 2022 call focuses on finding scalable solutions to modernize manufacturing and advance sustainable production. Through May 31st, 2022, qualified entrepreneurs are invited to apply to the call for an opportunity to receive between $500,000 to $2 million in venture capital funding from Toyota Ventures. Quote, "We take a founder's first approach to investing, partnering with entrepreneurs to help them bring disruptive technologies to and business models to market more quickly," said Jim Adler, founding manager director of Toyota Ventures. "With the 2022 call for innovation, we are looking to support talented startup teams that are developing smarter, more sustainable factories of the future. There are a host of challenges factories are facing. The supply chain and manufacturing industries, it's a critical time, and we see this as a perfect opportunity for startup teams with bold ideas and solutions to accelerate the industry 4.0 transformation." Quote, "MPIC is thrilled to partner with Toyota Ventures team in this search to identify startups that are revolutionizing the manufacturing facilities," said Daniel Zachary, group manager of Toyota Manufacturing Project Innovation Center. "As we reimagine how we build cars, increasing customization and rapid transformation to build electrified vehicles, we see startup innovation as a key ingredient," end quote. With more than $500 million in assets under management and over 50 portfolio companies, Toyota Venture invests in startups worldwide through its flagship funds. The Toyota Ventures Frontier Fund and the Toyota Ventures Climate Fund. The first call for innovation in 2018 sought out robotics startups and led to an investment in a Pasadena, California-based elementary. In 2020, its call for innovation focused on smart and connected cities. Toyota Ventures made an investment in Montreal, Canada-based YPC Technologies. Now, Toyota Ventures invites startups developing solutions focused on Industry 4.0 and sustainable manufacturing that meets the following criteria to apply to the 2022 call for innovation. 1. Raise less than $10 million in funding. 2. Can demonstrate a working prototype. And 3. Have a viable business model that can deliver real value to customers. More specifically, the investment team is in search of entrepreneurs who are challenging the status quo in the areas such as 3D simulation, AI and computer vision, adaptive robots, additive manufacturing, augmented reality, autonomous mobile robots, carbon footprint reduction, collaborative robots, cybersecurity, data analytics, electrification and battery manufacturing, energy efficiency, worker training and safety. Toyota Ventures is now accepting online applications for this call for innovation through May 31st, 2022, and submissions will be reviewed on a rolling basis. Qualified startups will be evaluated based on their team, technology, business model, and a go-to-market strategy, and will be subject to the standard diligence before any investment is made. Entrepreneurs are encouraged to learn more and apply today on the Toyota Ventures website. Links to this article will be in the show notes, so you guys can check it out if you're one of these startups that entrepreneurs that thinks that you have something you can add to the table and going on to the future of manufacturing 4.0. Lamborghini Polo Storico at Retromobile Paris 22, a year dedicated to the history of the V12 engine, gets underway with a display of two iconic legends, the Countach LP500 and the Mira SV. St. Augusta Bolognese in Paris, March 16th. From 15th through the 20th of March, Lamborghini Polo Storico will be at the Retromobile Classic Car Show in Paris. The St. Augustine Bolognese Company participation in the event is officially kicking off a year of tributes to its legendary 12-cylinder engine's history before the hibernation process begins in 2023 with the launch of the first hybrid production model. Displayed on its stand will be a reconstruction of the first Countach LP500 prototype from 1971 and the body of the Mira P400 SV that is being restored by Polo Storico's team in St. Augusta Bolognese. Among those present at the preview evening was Stephen Winkelmann, chairman and CEO of Automobilia Lamborghini. Quote, "The V12 engine is the heart of the icons from the brand's history, from the Mira and the Countach to the Aventador Ultimi, which this year brings down the curtain on the unforgettable story of our internal combustion engine," says Winkelmann. "Enthusiasts of automotive culture will be able to join us at Retromobile, where we are paying tribute to our cherished heritage and the vast engineering expertise of our past present technicians. From next year, Lamborghini will step into the electrified future. The heir to the Aventador will be presented with a hybrid technology in the first phase of our, I'm not going to even pronounce that, plan, which maps out the path for 2030. It sets targets with the aim of reducing our environmental impact by taking a holistic and socially responsible approach. The Countach LP500 on display in the original Gallo Fly Special shade of yellow. It is a reconstruction of the legendary car that was presented in March 1971 at Geneva Motor Show and destroyed in a crash test carried out for type approval purposes in March of 1974. The reconstruction work was carried out by Lamborghini's Polo Storico for a collector talking approximately 25,000 hours. A crucial contribution was made by Lamborghini's Sandro Stalli, which oversaw the outlining of the bodywork and ensuring that everything matched the original style. The mechanical components are all either restored components from the era or reconstructions from parts that are no longer available or were made specifically for the car. The bodywork and chassis were entirely rebuilt by expert panel beaters who shaped and beat them by hand. Pirelli came on board to remake the tires through its foundation. It proved all of the historic materials required, produced tires whose design and dimensions were in keeping with those from the period and had them approved for road use. Also on display on the stand is a body of a Mura P400 SB owned by a collector who has asked Lambie Polo Stratego to restore it for conversation purposes. It will be repainted in its original Arsencio Mura, a shade of orange, then the interior and the mechanical components, which are being restored at present, will be back in place. Opened in 2015, Lamborghini Polo Storico is an automobile Lamborghini department dedicated to preserving the historic identity of the car. Its main tasks are certifying and restoring all Lamborghini cars produced up to 2001. To this end, Polo Stratego oversees the preservation and acquisition of new sources for the company's archives, thus making it possible to bring out the best of all classic Lamborghinis. There you go. Lotus Emira First Edition, featuring the world's most powerful four-cylinder engine. Price and high spec of desirable new version of the Emira announced. Lightweight and powerful with numerous elements unique to Lotus. 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, DTC, joins the Emira V6 manual and auto. Available to order from April 8th. Lotus has confirmed full details on the price and specs of the eagerly anticipated Emira First Edition, fully loaded with a host of desirable technologies, infotainment, and comfort features, plus unique badging. The configurator for the four-cylinder two-seater is now live at lotuscars.com. The Emira is the last petrol-powered car from Lotus before a thrilling new all-electric era begins on the 29th of March when the Type 132 makes its world debut. Critically acclaimed by the media, customers' orders for the Emira V6 First Edition have far exceeded expectation and continue to flood in from all over the world. Last week, there was a 50% increase in website traffic and 175% increase in Emira inquiries following overwhelmingly positive global coverage of prototype first drives. The new four-cylinder Emira is powered by a bespoke version of AMG's M139 direct injection engine. It is manufactured specifically for the Lotus Emira and includes hardware changes to aid mid-mounted integration and new software to give it a true Lotus character. It is the world's most powerful four-cylinder engine, homologated for road use up to 208 bhp per liter, widely regarded as the world's best I4 unit, and has an inviolable reputation for reliability. Using cutting-edge technology, it delivers outstanding performance for comparatively low emissions. The twin-scroll turbocharger with a roller bearing is optimized for fast spool-up and minimal lag. The exhaust system is designed by Lotus and is unique to the Emira. Key to the appeal is the standard fit 8-speed dual clutch transmission with paddle shift, a first for Lotus. Gavin Kershaw, director of vehicle attributes, Lotus said, "It's a bespoke rear wheel drive variant of the transmission developed by Lotus in collaboration with AMG. On top of that, the gear shift strategy has been defined by the Ethel team as part of the car's performance attributes. It is unique to the Emira and optimized for the best blend of outstanding driving engagement and performance, fuel consumption, and emissions. Delivering 360 bhp, the car features a unique engine bay cover and C-pillar badging. As with the Emira V6 First Edition, the I4 version offers a high level of standard equipment and is available with a variety of no-cost optional finishes and materials to enable customers to tailor the car to their own style. A number of additional cost options added to the extra touch of personalization. The car rides on 20-inch ultra-lightweight V-spoke forged alloy wheels. They're diamond cut to create a premium two-tone finish through silver or gloss black versions are available at no cost option. Two-piece brake discs with branded calipers in either red, black, yellow, or silver are part of the first edition specs, plus a tire pressure monitoring system. The car comes in one of six vibrant paint colors: synodic blue, magma red, ethyl yellow, dark verdant, shadow gray, and nimbus gray. Exterior details include LED lights all around, a titanium exhaust finishers, heated power fold door mirrors, and rear parking sensors. The lower black pack is fitted as a standard, which means the front bumper, air blades, front splitter, side sills, and rear diffuser are all finished in gloss black. There are seven interior color choices, all available at no extra cost. They are red, black, gray, and tan Nappa leather, as well as black Alcantara with red, yellow, or gray stitching. Satin chrome trim finishes, white interior mode lighting, and Lotus branded sill kick plates complete the premium look. The heated seats feature 12-way adjustable and two memory preset linked to the door mirrors, driver seat only, climate control, cruise control, keyless start, voice control, and selectable drive modes are all included. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are part of the specs, supported by Bluetooth and UPS 12V sockets. Integrated satellite navigation is available in select markets. The 10-channel 300-watt premium audio system has been developed in partnership with respected British brand KEF and includes DAB digital radio. All functions are accessed through a 10.25-inch centrally mounted touchscreen with driver feedback through a 12.3-inch TFT instrument cluster ahead of the multifunction steering wheel. Three more bespoke packs are fitted as standard to the car, making four in total. The Lotus driver package gives customers the choice of touring or sport suspension and the choice of Goodyear Eagle, F1 Super Sport, or Michelin Pilot Sport Cup 2 tires. It is also includes track mode, ESP, with a new track module highlighted in the TFT instrument display screen, which prioritizes information required for high-performance driving. The design pack adds privacy glass, sport pedals, a black Alcantara headliner, and Emira-branded footwell mats. Convenience pack adds front parking sensors, rear reversing camera, rain sensor wipers with aero blades and auto-dimming mirrors, and a rear luggage storage net. The Emira First Edition costs £71,995 or €87,990 in Germany, or about $85,900 in the U.S. And now, live on the configurator on the lotuscars.com website. Customers in the UK can reserve their chosen car via a website from 8th of April. Deliveries will start towards the end of the year. The entry-level four-cylinder Emira will, as previously revealed, cost about $59,995 or pounds. Full spec will be announced later this year. With cars available next spring, The entry-level Amira V6 will be launched in January 2023 and will cost £64,990, €81,990 in Germany, and €82,900 in the U.S. More details on both models, including full specs and option pricing, will be made available this summer. Online customer reservation will start at the same time. In addition, Lotus has confirmed that an extended palette of new paints will be available exclusively on the entry-level versions of both the Amira and the Amira V6. There will be several vibrant new shades coming at the start of 2023, with future details revealed this summer. There you go. What do you think? I've known a few people that are talking about wanting to order up this car for bang for the buck. It seems like a bargain price to get the last of the Lotuses with an internal combustion engine before it gets electrified or falling back to its roots. If you do realize that Lotus was building the chassis for the original Tesla Roadsters Generation 1 way back when. So, what do you guys think?